Today's message for Thursday, 27th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Fulfill Your Obligations to God Always. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses: Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, Proverbs 3 verse 9. One of the several obligations we have towards God is to honor Him with our substance. First, we should do this to acknowledge that our blessings have come from Him. That, for instance, is the real essence of giving the tithe. The tithe is a token 10% of our income given to God for the furtherance of His work and the care of His ministers. Secondly, we honor the Lord with our substance to attract His blessings. When we give to honor Him, He is committed to filling our barns with plenty. Proverbs 3 verse 10. As a direct response to giving the tithe, God will rebuke the devourer for us and pour down blessings that we won't have enough room to contain. In attending to this matter, please be mindful of what is called the principle of first thing. Indeed, in everything and at all times, we must learn to do God's part first. Treat Him as a being of first importance because He is a jealous God. That was the error of the rich man in our passage for further reading. God was not even in his thoughts at all. When we give God from leftovers, our giving is bereft of honor. Ultimately, whether with respect to tithes, offerings or other forms of giving towards God, we should always be ready to use the resources God has given us to serve Him and execute His purpose. To withdraw your resources from the service of God is to disinure Him and enlist yourself in His bad books. The question to always ask yourself is, how may I use what God has given me to honor Him? When that becomes your way of life, God will be pleased with you and set you up for an unending season of blessings. Further Bible reading: Luke 12 verse 16 to 21. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.